well, well.
Look what the cat brought in.
Look what the cat dragged off the old Greece beach. Is that where you have been?
Yeah, I'm Greek now.
You're Greek now. Stasia Powell's here. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
I mean, I will let the listeners know, we did already record this.
Yeah.
When I was not in a studio.
Zoom time.
On Zoom time. Mm-hmm. And guess what? The audio was completely ruined.
It fell off like 8 times.
It fell off so bad. And yeah. I was like, we can't do this. And I wanted you back because everything was so good. I just want to quickly, before we get into the pod here, let the people know, I am in fact single again.
Thank God!
I am single again. It's back.
Not for long.
Well, we'll see. I don't know if you're a lesbian now. I'm trying so hard.
I mean, it literally, every single woman I know in LA, it's because she's had such horrible experiences with men that she's like, fuck it, I'm a lesbian now. So maybe you just give it a go.
I've tried several times.
Nah.
I've tried so many times.
Not into it.
I've tried. I might have to try it again. I'm at the point where I'm like, we're trying again. Maybe everyone thinks I'm gay anyways.
I could see you with a strap on.
Oh, that's a problem. I get carried away with the strap on. I put a strap on once.
Very dangerous.
We're never taking that thing off.
Never taking it off.
It'd be on right now. I'm not going to get into the breakup because I can assume that he's listening or that his family is, which is kind of creeping me out. I'm not going to lie. But I just want to quickly let all my followers know, the ones that did follow him. I don't know why you did that to begin with. Please unfollow him. That would make me feel better if you just did that. Unfollow him and maybe block. We're not going to get into it because, again, I know people are listening. But
lawyers,
lawyers. Just so you know, I'm not well. I did break up with him. I need to make that very clear. I did the one with the breaking up.
Yeah.
But, you know, some people aren't. Some people aren't well. Some people aren't who they say they are, claim to be. I will say long distance relationships, I'll never do again because you don't really know the person.
I mean, I am going through a long distance relationship right now, but I'm having a totally opposite experience. But yeah,
I was. 6 months of.
How long were you together?
6 months. I was until I wasn't. And then when I wasn't, it's not
how
good.
Often, how much time did you spend with him?
Probably in total 2 months if you put it all combined.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that's a good college try.
That's all we're going to say about it. Let's just say we're not saying, but we're saying I'm mentally.
The worst thing that you can imagine is true.
Yeah. If you, whatever you're thinking, how bad it is, it's 3,000 times worse. And mentally, my therapist can't help me right now. And that's that. That's all we're going to say. Because we're going to move on. Because again, people are listening and I don't like that. It's weird. But I want to talk to you because Stasia runs the School of Thought.
Yeah,
program.
Baby.
This is her fucking bread and butter. She made this from the ground up. Mm-hmm. Whenever I'm talking about this crazy diet I was doing, the workout, this is her. This is the one. She transforms fucking bodies.
Yeah.
Transform.
I do transform bodies, but I'm really sort of focusing on like transforming people's brains.
Yes.
Because I do think that it's like change your body, but really like change your mind. Mm-hmm. You know, and then your whole life changes, you know? So, yes, it is about changing your body, but it's also about, like, brainwashing yourself into not thinking you're a piece of shit. Which is a lot harder said than done. Especially if you're a comedian, you know? Your bread and butter is, like, talking about what a piece of shit you are. You know, not you personally, but,
well,
like, a lot of comedians, you know? So, it's just about, like, changing the way you talk to yourself and mantras and all that fucking cheesy, horrible shit that unfortunately fucking works.
I did your program. How long did I do it?
I don't know. You did it for a while.
I did for a while. I lost. The first time I did it, when I wasn't on the road, when I was fucking doing it, like hardcore listening to everything you said, I lost 15 pounds.
Amazing.
And my body tightened up in a way that I was like, I looked at myself in the mirror and I was like, explain how you got into this and how this whole thing started.
Okay, so it started like the second week of the pandemic. I had maybe like 6 months before the pandemic had started. I had taught spin classes for years, like since 2012,
so
I want to say.
You've been fit for this long?
For a while, yeah. But I wasn't like seriously training people or anything. And then I got certified to train people maybe like 6 months before the pandemic started. And I was like starting to train people out of a gym. And like, I was still waitressing, but I was like, okay, I'm going to just move fully into this.
Yeah.
And then the pandemic started and it was like, okay, fuck me. And I was like, well, I can't get fat now. So I started teaching. Okay. So what happened was one day I was on the phone with Nicole, Amy Schreiber and Laura Bites, and you know, we were like all complaining like, oh, we can't get fat now. Like, you know, because we thought it was going to be 2 weeks, you know?
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, well, I'll just put like the three of us through some exercises on Zoom. It's so fucking lame, but like, whatever. Mm. It'll just be the three of us. We'll like do some exercises. It'll be fine. And then like I opened my mouth and told like a bunch of other comedian girlfriends just from the comedy store. I was like, okay, I'm going to teach this stupid class tomorrow. Just, it'll be so dumb, but like, just come. It's something you have nothing to do.
Yeah.
You know,
literally. yeah. Zero.
Yeah. So the first class I ended up having like 25 people in it.
Oh,
and
shit.
It was like so much. I mean, it was all women.
Yeah.
And it was so fun because it was like coffee talk. You know, we hadn't seen humans in like, you know, a week or two. And so we're like, okay, like we're just hanging out. And then I led a class and it was like much smoother and more fun than I thought it would be. And I was like, well, I guess I'll do it tomorrow because I have nothing to do tomorrow either. Yeah. Fuck it, you know? And so then I started teaching that class every single day, like 5 days a week. And I was teaching for free. I was teaching for donations. Mm-hmm. I was like, all right, just Venmo me like a dollar or something. So there's like an energy exchange. But it was like very low key. And then it sort of like started just picking up. And then Laura Bites like lost 40 pounds.
Yeah,
from
Laura lost so much fucking weight. It was like insane.
Yeah. So, and then she went on Rogan and like mentioned it. And then suddenly it was like, oh, now this is like real.
Yeah.
So how like, did you see? Maybe I should charge some money for this.
Yeah. did you see like a huge bump from the Rogan mention?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was like huge.
Yeah.
It was like,
oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. So right about when that happened, I was like, okay, I was just teaching this class. And then just like I was calling it like booty class because I had no name for it. And then the name School of Thought like came to me like in a fever dream. I was like, oh, School of Thought. That's kind of funny, you know. But again, I never thought this was going to be anything. I thought it was just like something dumb to do for a month or two. And then I sort of developed a way to do. So I started doing like one-on-one transformations all online, everything online, and started getting like crazy results. And I was like, okay, well, how do I do this in a group format? And so I developed the thought certification program, THOT, which yes, it means like that hoe over there or that hottie. Okay. Whatever. That hardworking woman. Okay. Now it's just like grown and grown and it like took on a life of its own, you know?
It did. Yeah.
I never like planned on this ever in a million years. And if you had told me like 2 years ago, I would have been like, okay. I'm going to have something called thought certification. Okay. You know? Cause it is like sort of tongue in cheek, but, and now it's
full time.
It's all
I
do.
How many people do you have now? Like how many people have gone through this program?
Hundreds.
Yeah.
In total, probably like 600 women, something like that.
And when like, you see like lot. when you start the Zoom class and you're watching everybody, you see their fucking bodies tighten.
It's my porn. Watching bodies change in the little Hollywood squares. Yeah. It's like, ooh, like nothing makes me happier. And now I'm just so fulfilled and you know, I don't do stand up anymore, but like for me it's like a creative outlet too because I just talk.
Well, you're also
shit.
Being funny in it. You're not
I mean,
like,
sometimes,
yeah, yeah,
you know,
yeah, yeah.
But so now I moved into a house where I can work like in a studio in my house and I have like a whole fucking setup and
a whole fucking gym in your backyard.
Yeah. And now it's fucking weird. So anything can fucking happen. I'll tell you that much. Cause I started at the foot of my bed in a teeny studio apartment, like negative $500 in my bank account, like no will to live, you know? And now I'm like, oh, I'm like a full time. On like business,
you're
owner.
A business
like,
lady.
Yeah, I'm a business lady.
You're a business.
I'm
gal.
A boss bitch. Like,
you are a boss bitch.
Cut that out.
No, that's staying. That's going to be the whole clip. It's like it is. Yeah, I've never done a diet that because I've been. And it's, I think the thing which what works so well with yours is like it is the accountability group. So that's you have people in a text thread where you have to send in your.
Yeah.
Like,
well, that's why it works.
Yeah.
You know because. For me, when I was doing the one-on-one transformations to start, it was like, okay, you have to send me your food diary and your steps every fucking night. And you work out with me twice a week. But the main thing is every night you're sending me your shit, even if it looks like dog shit, you send it to me no matter fucking what.
Yeah.
And so, and it was working because when you have to send your shit in, it's like, it's accountability is everything.
You can't fuck around with it.
Right.
You can't make it up.
It's hard to build accountability into like a big program because... Mm-hmm. For obvious reasons. It's like, who's checking in? Like, who's watching, you know? So once I figured out, like, text accountability groups and, like, girls who'd been through the program with me are now, like, running the groups and it's sort of just, like, spreading out, the accountability is what makes... It's what works.
Yeah.
So it's not like I designed this like secret fucking way that only I know. It's like these are all basic things like drink water, watch your protein and your food and do steps and work out. It's like I'm not reinventing the wheel, you know. But the accountability is what makes it work.
And the workouts are like they vary for people who want to do this program. The workouts vary. It's not the same fucking thing every time.
Yeah.
You can do them all from home. So if you don't want to go to the gym, if you're like
on the road from home, it's like all you need is a booty band and the will to live, you know? So so that's, and you fucking killed it. And
I came in hot.
You did. And you're the perfect example because you're always on the fucking road. And I know you're like, it's so hard on the road. I didn't do it perfect. It's like, but you don't have to do it perfect.
No. I realize it now going, because I'm doing it again on May 8th. I realize going into it again, I'm like, I just need to not be so hard on myself and just realize like.
Well, now it's like this thing that I've been realizing lately. It's like being a C+ student is great. Like you don't have to be all or nothing. Yeah. It's not like either you're a fucking failure or A+. You know, like C+ students still see results. And it's a lot easier to go from like doing nothing to like being a C+. And then some days you have like A+ days than to be like doing nothing. And then like, how am I supposed to be perfect? Like no one can sustain that.
No.
You know, so now my whole thing is like, you don't have to like it. But also like C's and D's still get degrees. Yeah, you know, like little baby steps are better than fucking zero steps, you know? So I think that that like frees up a lot of, you know, the all or nothing mindset that is impossible for anyone. It's like, oh, either you're a fit model or you're a fucking fat slob. It's like, no, there's a lot of gray area in between that is sustainable. And that's how you see results, you know?
And the not drinking. I mean, you know, the not drinking is really what did it for me. I think that was a big part of it.
Yeah.
Because you were like, you'd have one shot of tequila a week. I'm like, well, no. What is one going to do for me? One's stupid.
One is stupid.
Well, I want 12.
Yeah, I get it. Trust me. I'm a fucking alcoholic. And so then,
you're recovering.
I mean, I'm sober. I don't drink.
Yeah.
I smoke weed and do mushrooms because I'm not a fucking monster.
No, you're not a loser, but
I'm a fucking loser.
I'm not a loser.
The not drinking is hard, but, you know. Whatever.
Suck it up, you know? I did. I was at my fucking parents' cottage drinking fucking soda water. That was a nightmare.
I know, it's dark. I know.
But that's okay. Well, I just want people to know that if they want results, because I've done every fucking diet in the damn book, and this is the only thing I did where I was like, oh, my body can change. Because for so long, I'm like, never look like that. I'm like, oh, I can.
I think that is the thing, is that a lot of people think that, like, their body is broken. And, like, this is the type of shit that works for everyone else, but, like, not me. You know? And that's just, like, a horrible place to be in your mind. And, like, I understand that feeling. But it's just that things take time. You know, it's like we're not 18. We can't like pop an Adderall and be skinny for a week. It's like shit takes time.
Did that used to work? Does Adderall work? It's like, wait.
No.
Is there Adderall around here?
No. I think it can be frustrating when people have tried. But that's why the accountability works, because it's like, you know, a lot of people try something for 3 weeks and they're like, okay, where's my fucking Victoria's Secret modeling contract? Yeah. Fuck it. It's not working. And they fall off. And it's like, no, it was working, but it doesn't take it didn't take you 3 weeks to gain weight.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like years of treating yourself like shit. Like it just takes time.
Yeah.
You know, it's like time is going to pass anyway.
Oh, time's going to pass.
Oh, time is passing.
I'm trying to get pre-fit for it. So I joined a gym.
Good.
By my house.
Great.
Been going every day.
Great.
And I've been liking being like under the radar. Mm-hmm. No one knows who I am.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Blair Soakie.
Mm-hmm.
She tells the trainer that works, I think it's his gym, that I'm famous. I don't know why she did this. I'm very upset that she did this. I love Blair, but I told her already. I'm like, what? So I walk in today and I have the noise canceling headphones on and I'm like, I just hear somebody screaming. I'm like, oh my God, what the fuck? Turn around, he's like, superstar, there you are. And I'm like, oh my fucking God, screaming. I don't want to be noticed here.
Yeah.
It's mostly gay men that go to this gym.
Yeah.
No one looks at me. I don't get eye contact. Yeah. I come in, I do my workouts. Yeah. I get the fuck out of there.
Now they're all like watching.
Now
they're,
I'm like,
now
I don't want, I'm wearing like a Dick Wolf hat. I don't want anyone looking at me. I got roped into this, you probably need him out of me, a TikTok craze.
Okay.
Where you go on the treadmill.
Okay.
You're already getting it. I fucking got roped in. Usually I don't get roped in by these things, but I did. So it's this massive TikTok craze right now where it's called the 12:33.
Okay.
So it's 12.
I'm 40. I have no idea what you're talking about. Okay. So yeah, go ahead.
12 incline.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
30 minutes.
Great.
At 3 speed.
Wonderful.
So I'm doing that every day.
Oh, and how does this, what is this?
Like, I don't know if you're going to say like it's bad or something.
No, it's
bad.
Great. Okay, I fucking, okay. It's wonderful. But like, what is the TikTok?
The TikTok is you're supposed to lose a shit ton of weight
and
doing
you like
this.
Just film yourself doing
no,
it.
No, ew, what about that
like,
psychopath?
Dancing when you do it?
Ew, no, no, no. People are just, like, it's a craze. People are saying okay. That you lose a lot of weight.
Okay, okay, okay. Great.
Is it, if it's, filming myself
I mean,
at the gym?
I don't
gym?
Fucking know what the TikTok, I don't even have TikTok.
I look like a piece of shit. I have an oversized Slayer t-shirt on normally. I look like a butt. Do you wear makeup at the gym?
Do I wear makeup at the gym?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't leave the house without makeup on.
Is there hot talking about?
I really do work out at my house. I was going to Gold's Gym a lot, but I took a break because it's just like I needed to not. It's like too much of a scene. You know what I mean? I want like some privacy. But yeah, I mean, I put on makeup every day.
You must be getting ogled at the gym by the boys. They must be coming up.
I don't know. There's a lot
commenting.
Of fucking hot girls. Nah, I don't know. I look like I have like resting bitch face at all times. So, you know, I have like big headphones on. It's just like. Don't talk to me.
Yeah. I feel like I gotta get some.
You should. You should wear big headphones, and then people won't bother you. That's my advice.
Well, people weren't bothering me. I was feeling. But yeah, I'm trying to like. I have one training session with this guy that works at the gym. We'll see.
Cool.
He's hilarious. Every time I go in, he's rolling a woman's butt with one of the rollers.
Mm.
So I want to tell him. It's so funny. So I want to tell him. I'm like, when he asks what I want to do, I'm like, I want to have
just
a butt.
Roll my butt.
I want to be able to have a big enough butt for you to roll. That's my body goal. He's also very attractive. Is the problem? He's very attractive.
That can work. Sometimes an attractive trainer will help you work. A little
I think
harder.
It will. Yeah, I'll be wearing makeup those days.
I will not judge you.
But I'm ready for May 8th to start it again.
Yeah, whenever you want. So we start every 8 weeks, so you can always come back. And now you're in PhD, so you just come
so
back whenever.
Yes, so I zip in, I zip out. Mm-hmm. Let's get into your body stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What? Let's get into what... sorry. My producer's here. Come in. I don't know what's going on. Let's get into it. Let's get into your stuff. Because you, again, before told me your story about your dad, I would need to hear that. But let's hear your body stuff first.
Like what is disgusting?
Yeah, not disgusting,
the
but like what, like
thing
yeah,
that
yeah,
to
yeah,
me?
Like weird things that have happened.
Okay, well, I think all the weirdest stuff is always like vagina related.
Yeah,
and I mean, if you have a vagina, it's like
stuff
that's
going
where
on.
The weird shit
yeah,
happens.
There's stuff going on.
And I was telling my friend my personal story of having a tampon stuck in and not knowing it was. Have you ever had this?
I haven't
before?
Had this happen, but this is a very common thing.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. So I was like feeling that I was smoking weed and I thought. Like, oh, for sure, I took my tampon out. Like, I know I took. Mm-hmm. Of course, I took my tampon. I'm almost 40. Like, I've
this happened recently.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, well, you know, I've been using tampons since I was 10 years old. Like, I know.
10?
I got my period at 10.
That's young.
I know. I'm almost done. You know what I mean?
I would assume so.
I haven't done
that
anything else in my life that long.
Oh, my God.
So, I was like, for sure, I took my tampon out. Like, there's no fucking way, you know? And then I just, like, kept feeling, God, no, I had sex and I was like, well, okay, I must not have fucking left it. I guess I did. I mean, of course, I'm fucking tripping.
Yeah.
But I just kept having this has happened a couple times. So the first time it happened was a few years ago and I was with my ex-boyfriend and I was like, okay, you know, this is fucking gross. Okay. And he was younger than me, you know, he was not prepared, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, listen, I know this is like not the hottest thing ever, but I feel like I have a tampon. I'm sure I don't. I'm sure I don't, but I feel like I might have a tampon stuck inside of me, but there's no way because who would, come on. So could you just like
go in?
Yeah, just do a little, just give it a little look-see, you know? So
also this becomes very medical at this point. Like you go from your boyfriend fingering you sexually to being like, just look, get in there.
Oh, we never had good sex again. I mean, that was you know. So he, you know, yeah. I like I'm laying on the bed like I'm about to have a pap.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
Truly
you're
the
not,
grossest
you're not
thing.
Wet.
Ever. Like I've never felt more ugly in my life. And spread my legs and he like. Puts his fingers in and he literally, I feel him like do the, you
the
know,
full
turn the
circle.
Like, the full, like whoosh, you know, and he's like, I think there is something in there. And I'm like, we'll get it out.
Oh, yeah, we'll leave it in there.
So I'm like, okay, I'm just trying to like remain calm because, you know, immediately you want to just like, whoosh, clean, you know? And sure enough, pulled out a tampon that had been in there for like 3 days.
Okay, 3 days isn't that bad.
Oh, it's not that good.
No, I've heard a week before.
Well, I was telling this to my friend last night, and she was like, oh, I left it in for so long once that one of my friends was like,
something smells?
I don't want to make you feel uncomfortable, but I sort of, I can like smell your pussy.
Yeah.
And turned out she had it in there for like 2 weeks. So
how do you,
okay. So after this happened, I was extremely, I'm paranoid now every single time. I'm always questioning myself. And so this was maybe like a year ago. I was like, oh my God, please don't tell me I did this again. And I was single at the time. I was like, if I fucking did this again, like how am I doing this? So many, like,
how are you gonna do that?
Like, okay, I have to stop smoking weed now. And so I was like, well, I'm going to make an appointment at urgent care because I have acrylic nails. I'm not going. I can't.
There. No. So they make little hook things for us to get up there.
That would actually be a great idea.
Tiny finger hooks. Those little baby hands.
It's like a million-dollar invention right there.
Let's get a patent on this. Little baby hand that clumps up there. Mm-hmm. You know those little shark things? You get little shark heads that are like,
for kids?
Yeah,
when you get the toy.
Yes. It's on a rod. It's like a shark head, and you move it, and you can go up there and...
It's so disgusting. So I go to the doctor and like, you know, he puts the force, it's a he, and he had to bring a woman in so that they don't like rape you, I guess.
I guess that's the idea.
I mean, it felt like I had like an audience, you know?
Yeah. She's just filming it. She's like, we're going live on TikTok.
Yeah. And puts the forceps in and he's like, you're good. There's nothing in there. And then I literally squeeze, the forceps popped across the room and he goes, you have one of the strongest vaginal walls I've ever. And I was like, thank you so much. I work out. So I hadn't done it, but now I'm just like paranoid every time. Well, I still use tampons.
That's why you're losing them, because your pussy's so fucking tight up there. They're sucking in. Tampon's like, I'm not going anywhere. Yeah.
But it's a very, very upsetting setting when you realize you've done that.
But that's a very good compliment.
Yeah.
I just said it on a podcast
because I'm probably a humble brag. You know, I got a strong pussy.
The question I have going back to the girl who left it in there for 2 weeks, I don't know if it's because I have the biggest nose in the world, but I smell all. If something's askew down there, I'm like, we're done. Like I can smell. How do you not smell that?
Well, I think you do, but I think you might also be like, well, maybe I
wouldn't leave my house if my pussy smelled that bad that I could smell from standing up. If I was walking around, I was like, oh, vagina.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to go about with my day.
Well, you know, I'm going to head out to Target. Sometimes you have a sweaty vagina.
Yeah, there's a sweaty smell, but there's like musky. There's a musk.
There's a musk.
But
not a musk.
That's not a musk. That's a bog. That is a stagnant puddle.
Yeah.
There are creatures living
in it. It's fucking disgusting.
Because the bog doesn't have flowing water, so the fish are dying.
Fucking gross, dude.
Bodies are gross.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of gross bodies, so I had done the podcast for 2 weeks. I had a neck problem. I'm turning it now for the first time in 3 weeks because of the stress I had from all of the things.
Yeah.
The stress I have. We got a big edit in here, Meg. We got to take it earlier. The stress from the breakup and my grandmother died the same day. Yeah. So it was a lot going on. And then I went to this like massage therapist who was super into like woo-woo shit, really spiritual. And like, she was like, most of it's from stress. And then I got acupuncture yesterday.
Yeah.
And they did gua sha.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It
feels much
good.
Better. Gua sha is the best.
I'm going back next week.
You got to start doing it on your face. Like elder, like this is
something. Do you chin to it?
I have like a roller and a gua sha and you're just constantly just trying to defy gravity.
Okay.
It's like, I have a metal one. You can get it like quartz stone, but I have a metal because I'm old. And
you
like,
metal ones.
Oh, yeah, dude. Because I was breaking them all the time. They fall and they break. So I got a metal one so I can travel with it. And it makes a huge difference. Like I tell all the girls who are younger than me, I'm like, start fucking doing that now.
Okay.
Because so many things that like you, now it's like last call. Like, well, please, you know, but like if you start doing it when you're younger, it won't be such a desperate attempt, you know?
My skin's all bruised over here now. I don't know if you can see that. Like, she like does the bruising or whatever. But I'm like, it felt good. And acupuncture is so fucking weird.
Yeah.
You put it in here and it's like a weird little, it's like a, but it fucking worked. I'm like, I'm going back for next week. Yeah. Oh yeah. I feel way better. Good. I haven't been sleeping. I haven't slept in 2 weeks.
Well, yeah. I mean, you had.
And I'm driving. Have you ever driven a car when you turn your head? You're like, fucking drag me. I'm merging on the 101. I look nuts. Every time, like on stage too, doing full act outs. So I'm turning my whole body. I look nuts.
That's awesome.
All I do is act out. So I'm like, hey, what's going on this side of the crowd? Like I'm doing a full 360. It looked insane. So bad. So now it's, we're sleeping. We're, but yeah, acupuncture freaked me out. And then when she was done, she goes, okay, let me just triple check. There's no more needles. I go, do you sometimes forget some in there? I come home, there's just a needle in the top of my head. And I'm like, walking around town. What the fuck is that?
That means it's happened before.
Yes. And I was like, where? I was so freaked out after that. Okay. So you've had, okay, I'm going to do the gua sha thing. Is that why your cheekbones are so defined? Is that what you're doing? Mm-hmm. No, but you're also fit. So I think fit people just have a fit face.
And well, I want a fit face. It does help. Well, water.
I'm drinking water.
Okay, good.
I don't drink as much as you say, and I do feel
4 liters. Well, you don't have to feel bad. I'm not here to be like,
The problem is I hate peeing 38 times
a night.
Yeah,
well, what do you hate more, peeing or feeling fat?
I guess feeling fat. If you're gonna ask,
I know people freak out about the water, and it's like it's the number one. Like it makes the biggest difference in your skin and your body, and like you don't if you change nothing but just the water. It's like remarkable, but people are so resistant.
No, it's
to
your
it.
Morning water. That's what fucks me up. Yeah, you tell us to chug a liter before anything. I'm like, I'm gonna be sick. I'm barfing. I gag every time.
Yeah.
I'm like, am I sick? I'm like, I can't do this.
Yeah, you gotta work on your gag reflex.
I can. I have a very bad gag reflex. Okay, let's get into your dad's story because I want to get into this because it's so insane.
It is fucking insane.
Because I think I preface this, but did I ask you what the worst body thing you've ever heard was?
It was the worst body thing. Okay, and then it was like my dad.
Yeah.
He's 79 now, and in the middle of COVID, I moved him from Brooklyn to Venice Beach. And so I went out there to Brooklyn for like a month to pack him and get him ready or whatever. And my boyfriend at the time came to like visit and help or whatever. And so he was wearing shorts. It was summertime, you know, in Brooklyn. So he's wearing shorts and walking with a cane. And my boyfriend at the time was there. And like, I did keep looking over and noticing like, geez, like, I don't remember my dad having like a huge donkey dick. Like, I just, no, it's just like one of those things where, you know, I feel like growing up, you know, like my dad's fucking hung like a horse. Like, not like, oh, I see it all the time, but you just kind of, that's like the family information.
Yeah,
that
you would know. Yeah.
You know?
They're wearing shorts
and
all the time.
And it's just something that I never had, like, had gone through my head. Mm-hmm. You know, I thought he just had like a normal dad dick, mm-hmm. you know? And
again, we don't like to think too much about our dad's dick.
No, we don't. But, you know, when you see something mm-hmm. moving around and it was like halfway down his leg and I'm like, oh, man, I just don't remember that. But that's interesting information. He's got a huge dick. And my boyfriend at the time was telling me, Jesus Christ, like he told me at much after the end of the story that like, you know, God, I was feeling so bad because every time I look over and I just see your dad's huge dick and I'm just like, Jesus, your dad has such a bigger dick than I do. And I'm like, I'm sorry, you know, like that.
Yeah, what are you supposed
like,
to say
like, I feel
that?
Bad, but like if I were a guy, like I'd have a bigger dick than you. Like I already have a bigger dick than you and I'm a woman, you know, so sorry, you know, so good genes. It was like the day before I'm flying him to LA. So we had his last doctor's appointment with his cardiologist, just make sure everything's in check. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, let's make a list of what to bring up to the doctor. So we go down everything. And then afterwards he goes, oh yeah. Just put down hernia. And I go, hernia? Okay. You have a hernia? And he's like, yeah, it's not a big deal, but just put it on the list. And I was like, okay, put it on the list. So we go into the doctor and it was like in mask times. We go down the list. It was like a long appointment. And then at the end, it was like an afterthought, like, oh yeah, like hernia. Mm-hmm. And the doctor looked at my dad and he's like, oh yeah, is it like you just push it back in, it's fine? Or is it like a huge crazy hernia that like could threaten your life? And my dad was like not saying anything. And I was like,
oh no.
Okay, I'm gonna leave the room and why don't you show him the hernia?
Uh-huh.
So I left the room. I come back and again, the doctor's wearing a mask. I come back in, the doctor's like this.
Like you can see the eyeballs. Like,
well, the problem isn't his heart anymore, you know? And I was like, well, what do you mean? He goes, that was the biggest, craziest hernia I've ever seen. And then he's looking at me like, you're abusing your father. Like how has this not been taken care of? Like, you piece of shit. And I'm like, I live in California. He tells me nothing.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Like what's up? You know, and he's like, so the hernia is this big, hanging down half his leg. So my dad doesn't have a donkey dick. He has his intestines hanging outside of his body, down his leg. Okay. So he tells me this and I'm like, okay. Now, mind you, we're getting on the plane the next morning to come to LA. And I go, okay, so what do we have to do? You know, meanwhile, I'm so stressed, like packing, like it's so stressful. He's like, oh, he needs emergency surgery yesterday. Like, when are you going to LA? And I'm like, tomorrow.
No.
And he doesn't have health insurance in California yet. Cause like, you have to switch it over. It's a whole thing when they're old, Medicaid, whatever, whatever. And he's like, okay, so when you get to LA, you need to take him to the emergency room and he needs to get this operated on. Like, this, it's like the intestines are gonna like twist around and kill him. Like, this is crazy. And I'm like, you're telling me that thing that's swinging in his shorts are his intestines?
How is he shitting?
Like, I don't know how he was doing anything. I don't know how he was walking. Like, shitting, forget it. Like,
and how long did he have this for?
He'd had it for 3 years.
No.
And had not said a word. And then was planning to take care of it and didn't take care of it because COVID happened. And he was like, oh, it's an elective surgery. You know, because men.
It's not an elective surgery.
But listen, men with no women in their lives, like I was across the country, like they're keeping themselves at like survival. Like, there's no like thriving. You know, like my dad's like shoving bread in his mouth over a sink like that. That's dinner, you know, so I
have a 3-course meal again, 3 pieces of a whole week.
Exactly. Yeah. So I have a full on panic attack. We get to LA and I'm like, okay,
so he's flying with that.
First stop is the ER.
Was that his carry on? They're like, we have to carry on. He's like, here we go. He has to put it through the machine.
Yeah, we're rolling it. So we get to the ER and same reaction. The doctors are looking at me like, oh, you are an elder abuser. Like, how, you know? And I'm just like, I swear to God, like, I haven't seen him in years. Like, he didn't tell me. Like, I would have, like, so. He gets surgery. It's supposed to be like an hour and a half surgery. 4 hours later, haven't heard anything. I'm like, oh, no, my dad's dead. Yeah. Like, I can't believe, like, what I can't fucking believe it.
Yeah.
So the surgeon like calls me and he's like, we went in there and there were hernias everywhere.
No.
He was like, that's the craziest shit I've ever seen. I'm like, you don't want to hear a surgeon say that's the craziest shit they've ever seen. So they patch it all up. They fix it, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, you know, don't like let him move. Like, don't fucking let him do anything, you know. And I'm like, okay, cool. We go home. I'm like taking care of him. Meanwhile, like my business, I'm like, it's very stressful, right? So a week later, I'm like, how's your hernia? Are we good? Like, everything's tucked in. He goes, well,
no.
I go, what?
No.
What? He goes, I think it's back. I'm like, oh, no.
How?
So he has another emergency surgery.
How did he come back? Did he pick
because if you like sneeze, it just like it can like just come back out. So like the, you know, and he's old. So it's like,
oh,
when
my
you.
God.
So anyway, so we had another surgery and then we get home from the surgery and at the time I had an apartment right next door to him. So I would like, you know, be taking care of him, checking in. I go in and he's sitting on his, you know, he's supposed to like sleep, sitting up, like all this shit. And I go in and he's fucking drinking a martini. And I go, hey, you're not supposed to drink alcohol after major surgery when you're 80, you know?
Yeah.
He goes, well, if you ask me, the surgeons are a little uptight. And go, well, if you ask me, you're a little too laid back because you let your intestines outside of your body for 3 years.
3 years.
That's a little too laid back. Like,
that's way
you
too
want
laid
your
back.
Surgeon to be a little uptight. That's like a positive thing when you're cutting open somebody's body, you know? So anyway, the hernia's gone. It's all fine now. But that was the grossest thing that I've ever experienced in my life. Because, I mean, it was very upsetting.
I mean, I don't... Okay. I always thought a hernia was just when you, like, pull that area.
No,
and
it's like
something.
It's like when your intestines come out of like the muscle wall. So like when your muscle wall gets weak and it happens, it can happen like weightlifting if you like strain yourself too much, like if you're lifting too much weight, not with like but you know, like hardcore, like bodybuilders, it can happen. And then, you know, as you get older and your muscles get weaker, you know, he doesn't take care of himself,
so
you know,
just,
so.
But if little ones, you can pop back in.
So, yeah. So usually you can kind of just like pop, pop the intestines, pop right back in. But if they get, big and crazy, it's like your intestines are like very long. So you can,
you can't get it back in.
He had like feet, like I don't remember the number, but he had multiple, like, I mean, it was
looking
gnarly.
Down at that would make me
upsetting.
Want to kill myself. If I saw, like,
but again, that's a man shit because, like, what woman in her right mind would
it wasn't stretched out too?
Oh, you're looking at pictures.
Don't, how bad are they?
Horrible. I
No, I can't. I can't.
I mean, I never. Yeah, let's see it.
No. Okay, no, okay, let's okay. Watch yeah, it. Yeah, let's. Okay, do illustrations. Yeah, do illustrations. Let me look at the illustrations. Illustration is, oh, okay.
No, but they now like do they have eggs. One of like a huge one coming out?
There's one here that looks like
a... Oh my God. That's a little baby one.
That's a little cute baby one. So we're talking about one that you see swinging and hitting your thigh. I thought he had a donkey dick.
Also, it's so red. I don't know why. I thought it was going to be the same color as his skin. Why is it so red?
Because your intestine. Yeah.
It's so irritated. I'm like so upset. I'm not lifting weights anymore.
No.
Any excuse. Now I can't lift weights.
You're like, I'm sorry.
Well, no one scares me about weightlifting. And I saw this fucking video that someone sent me because I'm Bulgarian. They're like, have you ever seen this Bulgarian weightlifter? And I'm like, what? Thinking it's a funny thing. Guy lifts up his weight, entire anus comes out. And I'm like, why would you send me this? Like, and I'm talking like you can see it in his like his he's wearing like a bodysuit and it comes out of the shorts.
I mean, it's like
I'm not looking for that again. It's haunted me for like 10 years now. So I was like, you're Bulgarian, you know this guy. I'm like,
it's my uncle.
That's Uncle John. That's if you do. Is there prolapses happening in the gym? There must be.
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure there's prolapse. I think that's more of like an anal sex thing. I mean, that can happen during anal sex.
Which is something Rosebudding.
Oh, there's a cute name for it.
Yeah, because it makes it cute.
It happens so much. That's the upsetting thing.
Rosebudding. Then you just pop it back in too. No, nothing's going back there. We're keeping the butt
free.
Okay,
so no anal and no weightlifting.
Okay, where are we at for time here? We're good. So let's quickly tap into. So you're now. We mentioned you're dating somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You're dating a man who lives.
Man of my dreams.
Man of your dreams lives in Greece.
He lives 5 minutes away from my mom in Greece.
Okay.
I met him on Greek Tinder.
Greek Tinder.
What I call it, but it's just you like can set your location to like anywhere in the world, you know, and then start. So I knew I was going to Greece to visit my mom. So I did my due diligence and a little look-see and matched with him and now he's coming here in like 4 days. Yeah, so we spent 3 days together. I was like, it was love at first sight. I mean, like, the night I met him, I was like, oh, it's him.
Full Greek accent?
Oh, no, he's a Greek. He's like a full Greek. I mean, like, fully Greek. Like, he's going to hate that I'm talking about him at all. We're going to have to cut this entire podcast. Okay?
Head to toe hair?
What?
Head to toe hair, like full Greek hair man?
He's absolutely beautiful. Like, he's like a model. He's like absolutely
this guy. What the hell is this?
Wait, he's all over my fucking Instagram.
Oh, yeah, I probably see him.
He's so fucking hot. So we spent 3 days together. I was like, oh my God, this is a man of my dreams. I'd stood him up like three times. Just I was like flaky, whatever. And then we spent 3 days together. And I was like, oh, like this, like my soulmate. And I was like, okay, it was so hard to leave. But I was like, what am I, you know, okay, we're just going to see, you know.
Yeah.
So I got home and I booked a ticket back there. And now it helps because my mom lives there. So it's not like I'm fully insane because it's like, oh, now I just get to see my mom more, you know?
Yeah.
So I just got back like about a month ago. I spent 3 weeks with him.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's coming here in like 3 days.
For how long?
For 3 months. And then we're going to go back to Greece together. Yeah.
He's coming here for 3 months.
Yeah. Yeah, so I went back because I was like, fuck it. You know, like, I'm 40. It's like, I've been around. I thought I knew. Yeah, but you, how old are you?
I'm 38.
Okay.
Pretty fucking close.
Yeah, you're close.
Got duped.
But you know what? I was dating the absolutely wrong person for me when I was 38. You know what I mean? Like, I'd come to a point where I was like, okay, I love my life. I have a great business. Like, mm-hmm. I probably won't like get married and have kids, but that's okay. I'll just like take lovers and it's all good. And, you know, I'm just going to be one of those like old spinsters who mm-hmm. like fucked a lot. I don't know. You know, it's fine. And then I met him and I was like, Oh, really?
Okay.
Oh, yeah. And
you're giving me a glimmer of hope.
No,
here,
there
even
should
though
be.
I think I want to be one of those.
But
spinsters.
But I will say, I was in the best place mentally I've ever been. You know, I was in full acceptance that I like didn't need anything from a man, and I was mm-hmm. like all good, and like I was just happy to like experience like a fling, and it's all good. Like I was very much like not wanting or needing a boyfriend, not wanting or needing to get married and have kids. Like, I was just very much like, well, whatever, fuck it. Mm-hmm. And then it happened. And it is so cheesy because it's like, yeah, you're too long, and then it'll happen. But it is true, you know? Yeah. And, you know, it's like, yeah, I would not choose to wait. I mean, I'm not 40 for another 2 weeks, but I've been saying I'm 40 for like a year to get ready, you know? But, you know, like, I wouldn't think that like waiting till I'm 40. Like, I remember when I was like 29 or 30, like a woman I worked with was 40, and she's like, I just met the man of my dreams, like my soulmate. I'm like, oh, you sad bitch, you had to wait till you were 40. Like, oh, uh-huh. That will never be me. And now like that is me, and in some ways it's so much better because it's like you've gotten all your fucking out. Mm-hmm. You've had all the fucked up relationships. You like, I can identify immediately like what you're down for and what you cannot deal with. And it's like I'm just in a place where I didn't want or need anything, and then it happened, you know?
That's where I was, though. That's what's getting me mad, is that I was in that place. I just lost all the fucking weight because your program. I was like, the end of the program. I was like fit as hell. I was like fucking ready. I was feeling so good.
So what do you think you learned, like, so that you don't go crazy? And like, you know, what do you think you learned? Because usually it's the people that hurt us the most are our biggest teachers, right? So like, what do you think it is? If gun to your head, what did you learn from it? Like, what is the silver lining?
The
what
silver
did you
lining
learn?
Is I'll never
date a man again. Okay, I'm a lesbian.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll never let one red flag go. Mm. I see one red flag now, we are mm-hmm. fucking hitting the hills. So, I let stuff slide.
Okay.
And I let too much slide because I was like, I'm in love.
Yeah.
And then I was like, looking back now, I'm like, no, there were
so that
there were some red flags.
That's
and I should have
huge lesson.
Yes, that's a big lesson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I haven't seen any red flags that are like deal breakers or upsetting. Okay. So, I mean, but then again, we've spent 3.5 weeks together, so I'm not like an idiot. I mean, I'm sure things are going to come up, but like, because we're human, there's going to be shit with everybody. But now it's like, okay, there's going to be shit with everyone you date. It's just like, what color shit are you going to do? You know what I mean?
That's why like, I think also because I hadn't dated somebody in so long.
Yeah.
That I was like, is that a red flag? I'm like, oh, maybe that's just... Maybe he's in a bad mood today. Maybe, you know, I'm in a bad mood today. Maybe it's just we were both, whatever it was. So I just kept like making up little things. But like, there was like a big one off the hop that I was like, no, there's no way. And then I'm like, oh God, I really should have trusted my gut.
Yeah. Well, there. Okay. Mm. So that's big.
Trusting your gut is big.
Like my gut is just like going towards him 100%. Like everything is. And of course I live in LA. So I talked to an energy healer about it, you know, and she fucking was like, go towards this guy 100%, you know, and other guys I talked to her about, she was like, oh, this man will ruin your life and your business, you know? And with this guy, she's like, oh, yeah, you guys have been chasing each other for lifetimes. And, you know, a Venice Beach bitch loves to hear that there's been lifetimes, you know? I'm like, I know, we have.
But
there were so many synchronicities with us and so many, like, signs.
Is he the same age?
Yeah, he's 41. Okay. So he just turned 41. Yeah, yeah. So it's the
nice.
Same.
That's
it's
nice.
Like,
that's good.
Yeah, it's like, they're done fucking. You know what I mean? Yeah, they're ready. They know when you're old, it's like, you know what you want. You know what you don't want, you know, but don't lose hope and don't close your heart off, which is going to be a lot easier said than done.
I'm trying. Yeah. Right now it feels like it is.
You're healing.
It's sealed shut and it's been sucked out of my ass.
Yeah.
It's gone.
You've herniated.
I've herniated. And guess what? I don't want to pop it back in. It's staying out
I know.
There.
And
it's,
I think that's fine because you're protecting yourself. And you're going to, yeah. It's going to take time to heal. But
it's
like,
it's going
to
take a long time. It turns out I might need a second therapist. Oopsies. Trauma therapy. Okay. I'll be fine. I'll be fine.
Yeah.
Am I funny anymore? Fine. I don't know if
you
I am.
Are. You are.
Okay. Let's ask some more questions here. Oh, I want to read. We have a listener. Wrote in, we love. So this is a body story that we can listen to. Okay, all right.
What do you mean?
I already can't read these, so this is gonna be fucked up. Okay. I ripped part of my finger off rolling balls at an Odessa concert I went with this hot ass Disney producer in LA History Park. I like where this is starting.
Okay.
Also, I love Odessa, and they put on a fucking good show. You heard of them?
Yeah, the EDM,
they're fucking good.
What's LA History Park?
I don't know what that is.
It's a park across from Highland Park
Brewery. Oh, okay, in Highland Park. We love to hear it. Yeah. Meg, my producer, is trying to set me up with a man who works at the Highland Park Brewery, and I was like, she's really
so
trying.
So she just brings it up in every conversation?
Yeah.
Just so you know, it's next
I guess where this park is. It's right by. Okay. We were playing with this metal light structure that made pretty patterns on the ground, and I was the only one who didn't spin it. So right before we called the lift, I went to spin it, and my finger got caught in the corner of the metal structure. Thankfully, I had a tissue in my fanny pack. Those places always run out of TP. Molly shits. Oh, don't know. Have you ever been to Molly?
No.
I almost shit my pants in the D casino in Vegas, holding my anus. Like, I was like, oh my God. Like, I was on Molly. I was like ran through
it's
the casino.
Like a
bad.
Shit. It's
oh,
like
you're
you
done. You're on the toilet. I was on the toilet for 45
good,
minutes. I was like sweating. I'm like, more than normal.
Jesus Christ.
As soon as I felt the blood dripping down my elbow, I put pressure on it. The medical tent had no idea what to do with me because there was no finger skin to sew back together.
Jesus.
The Disney dude didn't tell me he had just re-upped before we went to the painfully fluorescent medical tent. Oh, God. But thankfully, since I was coming down, my BP was low enough for them to release me. Apparently, I was the only one so far the night who had safe enough levels to release. Hell yeah for microdosing. Candy flipping, acid and Molly. Microdosing, but regardless. That's a lot.
This is candy a long flipping. Email. I've never written an email this
I've never read
life.
Anything this yeah. long. They told me if I faint from the blood loss, I bled through the first bandage before we got to the 4-minute Uber home. So we put a plastic produce bag over it and towels down on the couch. We didn't bone, but we did for the next 3 years. I have a different fingerprint now, which is annoying, but I shouldn't have done the crime before. Thanks for reading. I thought it'd be a bit more graphic. I mean, so there's just a finger, just a piece of the finger gone?
Sucks.
That's what you take.
That sucks.
That sucks. That's that. I mean, look, first of all, if you're injured at all on Molly, that sucks.
Yeah, I mean,
I was going to take it last weekend, but I'm like, I'm not in the right head place. I'd freak the fuck out if my finger was hanging off and I had no fucking...
Yeah, that's fucking terrible. I mean, the good news is she's been fucking the guy for 3 years since.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, Disney producer. Does he have any friends? Yeah. Does he have any friends?
Silver lining.
Does a Disney
silver
producer...
Silver lining.
I realize this is one thing that I'm going forward in dating. I don't think I can date somebody that I just meet. I need them to be vetted and I need someone... Mm. Somebody has to have known them for years. It's got to be a friend of a friend. I've known this guy. He works with my buddy. They're friends for 5 years. I can't just be meeting a random person. Like, I went back on the apps. I'm like, I'm actually, oh my God, you're going to die laughing. Did I send you this?
No.
I went back on to Kansas City, like right when I landed. I need to show you the photo. I'm showing the photo because
Kansas
it's so fucked
City,
up.
Tinder?
Kansas City Tinder. I swear to God, third swipe in, rodeo clown.
Jeez.
Rodeo clown. And guess what?
Well, he has a passion.
What? No.
He's a hard
every
worker.
Photo. Every photo.
Oh, he's got paint on his face.
Every photo, rodeo clown. Very proud rodeo clown.
Wow.
Very proud. Insane.
Wow.
I was like, that's my option now? Rodeo clowns?
There's nothing in between.
He better be a sweet fucking guy. Guy's a rodeo clown.
Yeah.
Every photo, not one without the paint.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, you need a foreign man. Like, with your personality, like, listen, we have loud, annoying, abrasive personalities.
Oh, that was annoying. Okay.
Is this news to you?
I thought it was funny and cute. I didn't think
you
it was annoying.
You are funny, but okay. I identify as annoying myself.
Jesus
you know?
Christ.
No,
okay.
But for a lot of American men, it's like, It's too much.
It
like,
is a lot. Yeah.
Like I like a foreign man because they're just naturally a little more. They're just a little more traditional and like a little more machismo. But like I need that. Like okay. I need a man to like I need a man who makes me feel like I can put tuck my dick away mm-hmm. and like be the woman. And like whenever I'm with an American man, I'm like, well, let me pull it out because yours is fucking flaccid, you know. So like that's what I really like is that like my experience with. My Greek man is that like he's a fucking man like because I was getting stressed out about going back to Greece like oh my god like I mean I can handle it but like I gotta do this Airbnb and I have to teach the whole time and this I gotta schedule this and this and that and he goes baby moo let me just do something that makes your life easier and I'm like well first of all I've never heard a man offer to do something to make my life easier you know like
yeah
and he's like I'll just come to you and I was like
oh
what? Oh, okay. I'm like a dainty little princess yeah. when I'm with him. I'm like, oh okay. you know, like, but it's like he, because he's so manly, I can actually relax mm-hmm. and like be soft because we are like soft, dainty little flowers.
We are,
you know,
well,
no, we
anyone watches is like these two bitches. yes, no.
Okay.
We're too soft.
No, but. But, like, I've seen a softness in myself that I've never seen with anyone else, you okay. know, because I can fully relax around him knowing that I don't have to fucking control everything because mm-hmm. he's not a fucking pussy like every other American guy I've ever dated.
Okay.
You know, like, so I think, like, for, you know, like, a lot of, like, our friends or mutual friends, like, we need guys who are, like, more masculine than we are.
Well, yeah, I definitely want more masculine. I'm
but that's very hard to find in L.A.
It can't, no, it is very hard
very hard. That, so, and the reason why we've become so masculine, too, is because we, like, can't trust a lot of these guys mm-hmm. to take the lead. Or, like, I would never have, like, trusted my ex to, like, make a decision for me or our relationship. Like, I don't want to die. You know what I mean? So, like, I'll just handle everything, you know? So... That's the thing that I'm noticing with my Greek man is that, like, I can actually be a woman. Like, I naturally lean back and, like, become more feminine.
Who's Greek in your family? Your mom?
Nobody knows Greek. Okay. But my mom lives there, okay. and she and my dad met in ancient Greek class at Penn. Like,
okay,
they're both nerds.
So
no one's Greek.
Okay, so I just found out I'm more Greek than Bulgarian. I've been saying Bulgarian.
Oh my god!
Years. Yeah, so I got a lot of Greek in me.
You're about to.
but I think the problem is because I grew up around Eastern European men, yeah. I'm like, I don't want that.
Yeah, but that's different from Greek. It's different from Eastern European.
No, because my dad, the whole thing, they're like all like, they're always very aggressive. And I was always like, that's too much.
Yeah, I mean, I can understand.
That's why I'd always like go for guys with like blonde hair and blue eyes. I'm like, that's not my family. I don't want to bring a hairy child into the world. I want to find like a nice.
Well, okay, so then go to like Scandinavia.
I think I need to go to like the Netherlands.
Yeah, but a foreign man, I feel like, is the move for you.
I tried, matched with the guy on Bumble, didn't invite me back.
Oh, really?
Fucking Donald, asshole.
Should we call him out right now?
No, I'm over it. You're ready to call out anybody?
I know, let's call Donald.
Oh my God, call Donald out. Okay, did your parents ever just say weird things to you growing up about your body?
No, but one thing that I did recently hear that I had kind of heard before, but then actually my Greek dude told me this, that his old Cretan, from Crete, that sounds like an insult, but it's from Crete.
Yeah.
told him this like old wives tale and I was like okay yeah and then he like sent me it's on TikTok now too so now it's like real
okay,
you know
yeah
but the pores on the bottom of your feet are like the biggest pores in your body and so if you have like a cold or any sort of anything they'll put onions on the bottom of their feet and then put like socks over the onions and you go to bed like that. And then when you wake up, like your cough is gone or like whatever.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, that's an old wives tale, but now it's on TikTok. So it's true now.
Did you try this?
No, I haven't tried it.
Are we talking white onions, Spanish onions, red onions?
Well, the TikTok video was a red onion, like sliced.
Oh, yeah.
And so like you put it on your foot, you put like a plastic bag over it, and then you put a sock over the plastic bag, and then you go to sleep like that. And in the morning, the onion goes to whatever needs to be healed in your body. So Liz, you're looking at me like this is my idea.
No. I'm curious.
Maybe we should try. it.
I'm like, I'm thinking, I have a cough. Yeah. I might try it. I don't know. I don't need NyQuil.
Yeah, so it's supposed to just be a heal whatever needs to be healed.
Because isn't there a thing too? I think my Baba did this. You put garlic by your pillow if you're sick.
Vampires.
Yes, also vampires, but also if you're sick, I think it's supposed to be the garlic clove, fresh cloves, like help get in there and. Suck stuff out. I don't know what the hell they're
doing. Yeah, exactly. Same shit. Garlic, onions. I mean, who knows? We're all trying it tonight. We all just smell shit.
That's what I'm like, here's me talking about smelling my pussy, and then all of a sudden my feet are smelling like onions. That's how, I don't know what's worse. Walking around, onion feet, that must absorb in there, that smell. There's no way you're not absorbing
it. Oh, I'm sure it makes your entire body smell like shit. I mean, there's no.
No, this is too much. What's the funniest way you think you can die?
For me personally?
Yeah.
I think it would be funny if, like, if I, like, secretly went to McDonald's and, like, ordered, like, a fucking, like, multiple huge family meals and then, like, choked on a burger. And then, like, find me in my car just, like, choking on a fucking Big Mac. And they're like, wait, isn't that the fucking fitness girl? And that's how I go. Yeah, choking on a sandwich. Yeah.
That's... Have you? When's the last time you had McDonald's?
I couldn't even tell you. I have no idea. I mean, I'll eat the shit out of In-N-Out, but McDonald's. Okay, I mean, okay. I don't know why you would go to McDonald's when there's an In-N-Out down the street. You know what I mean?
I mean, everyone's obsessed.
When was the last time you went to McDonald's? Oh, you don't like In-N-Out.
I don't really eat fast food.
I mean, I don't either. But like,
the only reason I gain weight is. Because I'm drinking excessively.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it in a little carry with some chips. I do like chips. A bag of chips here and there.
No, I mean, I'm surprised that McDonald's is still, like, how it's still even in business. It's, like, impressive. Because, like, everybody knows it kills you, but they're just still popping up everywhere. Like, there was one opening up next to the Acropolis in Greece, and my mom's like, this is a travesty. I'm like, this is impressive. Yeah. Like, how did they manage to do this? Like, everyone knows, like, the jig is up.
But do they have, like, a fun Greek, like, the Happy Meals are a little Greek? There's, like, a little piece of the wall. I don't know anything about Greek. Like, a little piece of the wall? I don't know. That's Berlin. I don't know. Okay, where can people find you? Where can they sign up for your program? Tell everybody.
So the next thought our program starts May 8th. Mm-hmm. You can go to my Instagram, which is just at Stacia Pavel, my name. If you don't want to commit to a full program, you can sign up on my Patreon for $20 a month and like take all of my classes all the way back to the beginning of quarantine.
And they're great. I do those all the time.
It's a good way to dip your toes in if you don't, just to see if you like me, because I'm definitely not for everybody.
There's 30-minute ones too if you're in a rush. There's like hits. They're great. Yeah.
Yeah. So my Patreon, my Instagram. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it.
Sign up, get fit, have fun. Wow. I don't know what I'm saying. Oh my God. Keep sending in your goddamn stories. Follow my YouTube for God's sakes and watch the full videos. Follow the Instagram account and send in the stories. Send in the fucking stories. And thank you for listening. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me. Bye.